Welcome back, everyone, to another brand new episode of Froggy the Gator. And I'm guessing you've told your friends about Froggy the Gator by now, right? Since we've been talking about it so much recently. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for that, since that's what helps a show like ours continue to grow. And I wanted to let you know that you can still keep telling them. That's okay. There's no worries from our side whatsoever if you continue to tell your friends about Froggy the Gator. We really appreciate it. And guess what? If you're wondering whether there will be a funny joke to start this show, I have to say that unfortunately, no. There won't be a funny joke to start this show. Because there will actually be a hilarious joke to start this show. You see what I did there? So, today's joke comes from a couple of our listeners named Jet and Myla, who are 6 and 3 years old, respectively. And their joke goes like this. What do you call a cow in an earthquake? What do you call a cow in an earthquake? And I gotta say, this one made me laugh out loud quite literally when I read it for the first time, so I'm gonna let you think of an answer before I say anything. What do you call a cow in an earthquake? You got it? You got an answer? Well, I'll tell you their answer. I'll tell you Jet and Myla's answer. What do you call a cow in an earthquake? The answer is a milkshake. Get it? Because it's an earthquake, and so the cow is shaking, and the cow has milk, so it's like the milk is also shaking. But then, of course, milkshakes are a common drink that people, like myself included, love. So well done, Jet and Myla. Thank you for that joke. And if you want to send in your own joke for me to read in an episode, all you got to do is fill out our Q&A on Spotify, and I'll make sure and get to your joke soon. Now for today's story. It was a beautiful, sunny spring day at Froggy the Gator's house, and he'd spent all morning playing outside because the weather was so great, and now he was inside his kitchen with Mr. Hummus, Baby the Gator, Wormbird, and Terra Pterodactyl. They were drinking some pink lemonade because it was again such a lovely sunny day outside, and they wanted to have some icy pink lemonade to complement the weather, when Terra Pterodactyl noticed something in Froggy's kitchen. Hey, Froggy, she said, what's in that box over there? Oh yeah, Froggy replied, that box is holding all of my kinetic sand. Have you guys ever played with kinetic sand before? Yeah, I think so, Mr. Hummus said. Is that the special kind of sand that sticks together so you can mold it into different shapes and it won't fall apart? Exactly, Froggy the Gator said. And if you're listening, if you didn't know what kinetic sand is a special kind of sand that has silicone oil added to it. And the oil acts as an adhesive, which means it helps the sand stick to itself. And you can then shape the sand into all different kinds of shapes, and it won't fall apart or crumble over. And then Froggy continued, me and my brother have made some really cool buildings and structures with this kinetic sand in the past. Do you guys want to try it out now? So the friends all dumped out the box of kinetic sand. This particular kinetic sand was blue, it comes in all different colors, and there was probably a gallon of it once they dumped it all out onto the floor. Okay, everyone, Froggy said, Operation Kinetic Sandcastle is underway. First, Froggy announced, let's clear the land. So he went and grabbed a few of his toy digger excavators that he had lying around, and all the friends got down on the floor and cleared the way using the toy excavators. Vroom, Baby the Gator said, as he was particularly rambunctious with his toy excavator, accidentally ramming into some of the older kids' arms and hands. Hey, Baby the Gator, Froggy said to his little brother, let's try and settle down a little bit. We're doing some important work here. So they all took their toy excavators and moved out any loose bricks or blocks or Legos or other types of toys that were blocking the foundation for where they were going to build their sandcastle. Soon, the floor was clear. Ah, Froggy said as he stood back and marveled at their work thus far. An empty canvas, a perfect space for us to build the most ornate, the most show-stopping kinetic sandcastle Gator Grove has ever seen. So they took the sand and moved it into the clear spot on the floor, and they started to build. "Okay, Terra," Froggy the Gator said. "You'll be in charge of the turrets. We're gonna need some really nice turrets for this kinetic sandcastle." "I'm on it," Froggy Terra Pterodactyl said, and she went to work building the cylindrical turrets that would go at the top of the castle. "Mr. Hummus," Froggy said, "you're in charge of the drawbridge. Now, I want this to be historically accurate, so the closer you can get to a real working drawbridge, the better." "Copy that, Froggy," Mr. Hummus said, and he grabbed some sand to start working on his drawbridge. "Wormbird," Froggy continued, "you and me are going to build the walls. And these are really important, because they're going to be what fortifies our castle from sieges. They have to be strong, and they have to be tall. So let's get to it." And Froggy and Wormbird started building the walls. The friends went into a building frenzy, building and rebuilding and getting everything perfect. They worked and worked for what felt like an hour, and they communicated effectively, leaving no portion of the castle unfinished or unexamined. But in their haste to build the perfect sandcastle, they forgot about something. And if you're listening to this, you probably already know what I'm going to say they forgot. You see, Froggy had assigned jobs for himself, for Wormbird, for Mr. Hummus, and for Terra Pterodactyl, but in his excitement to build the kinetic sandcastle, he'd accidentally left out his little brother, Baby the Gator. And as the friends were huddled around their nearly finished sandcastle, they were stopped when they heard the unmistakable sound of crying coming from the corner of the kitchen. "Froggy," Mommy the Gator said as she picked up the crying Baby the Gator, "can you include Baby the Gator in your game, please? He was excited to build the sandcastle, and I know that you can find a job for him, can't you?" Froggy felt terrible. Mommy the Gator was right. Froggy should have included Baby the Gator, because Baby the Gator was there from the beginning. He was part of the site clearing. He was with them the whole way, and then Froggy forgot to create a job for him when the really fun part started. He stood back from the castle. It was basically completed. Froggy marveled at what he and his friends had built, but then looked over at his sad little brother. All of a sudden, the castle didn't seem so impressive. It didn't seem so marvelous when contrasted with the way he'd made his brother feel. "Wait a minute," Froggy said to his friends. "I've got an idea. Baby the Gator, now that our castle is completed, it's time for you to add your special skills. You see, this castle is beautiful, but all beauty is ultimately transitory eventually. And that's where you come in, Baby the Gator. Can you lead the demolition efforts?" And just like that, Baby the Gator stopped crying. He waved his arms in the air happily and charged toward the castle. Sand flew everywhere as Baby the Gator knocked the castle down, stomped on the sand as it fell, and laughed hysterically the entire time. And Baby the Gator laughing made all the other kids laugh too. And Froggy the Gator got an important reminder. When it comes to little siblings, you should always try and make them feel included. The end.